support. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When former Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels was being groomed to run for president, he made the foolish statement that the next president should call a truce on the so-called social issues. However, Americans do not want a leader who is unable or unwilling to articulate and lead on important social issues. 4 years after Daniels' mistake, many have failed to learn that lesson. The New York Times now proclaims that the libertarian moment has arrived, meaning libertarian ideas about marriage and the family. We hear many people say the libertarian view is to get the government completely out of marriage. But where did that idea come from? It's not found in works of classic libertarian writers. Friedrich Hayek's book called The Road to Serfdom is a major source of libertarian thought. Yet neither this nor any of Hayek's later works question the value or necessity of civil marriage in a free society. Even radical libertarian Murray Rothbard wanted to privatize nearly everything, never suggested privatizing marriage. Famous novelist Ayn Rand, whose works attacked conventional beliefs like Christianity, never questioned the necessity of civil marriage defined by law. Nothing in their writings suggests that regulation of marriage is somehow inconsistent with individual freedom. None of those famous libertarians wanted to abolish civil marriage. So where do these anti-family ideas come from? They come from Karl Marx and writers on the left. Karl Marx hated what he called the bourgeois family. If communism is to succeed, Marx wrote, the bourgeois family must be destroyed. As conservatives seek new leaders, let's insist that our candidates recognize that marriage and the nuclear family are the essential foundation for a free and prosperous society with limited government.
Yes, the American family is under attack. Mothers, fathers, grandparents, to protect those you love, start by getting your own copy of the new book by Phyllis Schlafly, Who Killed the American Family? Radio listeners can receive an autographed copy at a special discount at eagleforum.org. If we don't respond, who will? Go to eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the program, folks. You are listening to the American Freedom Party Report, coming to you every Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, U.S., live. This is your host, James Kelso, live in North Dakota, and I invite you to call in during the course of this two-hour program, which was recently, a few weeks ago. But if you haven't been listening for a couple weeks, you may notice the time change. We're on 1 hour earlier than we were for the previous year. And so we like this time slot very much. I arranged that with John Stadtmiller, the founder of Republic Broadcasting Network, which I certainly hope you're supporting. And I hope you're supporting the American Freedom Party. You can find us at theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's our website. It's easy to become a member. We were talking about this today during the Board of Directors conference call. Director Dr. Tom Sunick mentioned the importance of urging people to sign up and become members. Very, very important and very easy to do. There's no obligation involved. There's no entry test or anything of the sort. If you send in $25, you will be a member of the American Freedom Party. And we don't need any particular information from you. You can be as anonymous as you like as a member of the American Freedom Party. And, of course, we keep your information, whatever you do give us, in utmost confidence. So, I hope you will join the American Freedom Party. We will have another director of the American Freedom Party on as our guest in 1 hour. That is Dr. Kevin McDonald. And I know you're not going to want to miss that. So stay tuned. Dr. McDonald, with whom I spoke earlier today, has just written a very incisive piece entitled, let me find it here, Race and the 2014 Election. I guess it's 2014. Boy, isn't it amazing? We're going to be 2014 went by so fast, and it's going to be feel so strange to me anyway to be in the year 2015. Boy, that's getting pretty far into the 21st century. I'm a 20th century guy, so pretty interesting to be sailing on into the 21st century. Dr. McDonald will be with us. Race and the 2014 Election, which I spotted on his website, theoccidentalobserver.net. That's the extraordinary webzine, the best webzine out there. If that's not bookmarked as one of your favorites, you need to do that. Theoccidentalobserver.net. And in the first hour, it's a short commentary, so I'm going to endeavor to read the whole thing and set the table for Dr. McDonald's appearance at, let's see here, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, my time. So call up your friends and so on, and other people that you know are fans of Dr. McDonald's work, and let them know he will be live on the air in 1 hour. Another thing we'll talk about, and that was discussed at the Board of Directors conference call today. We have a Board of Directors meeting every other Saturday, so I'm able to give that to you fresh, hot news right off the press from that meeting later in the day. Dr. Sunik talked about an upcoming appearance he's going to be making at an important gathering in 2 weeks. And I've got that posting right now. I'm going to share that with you also. I'm at a website called Voorpost in Vlaanderen and Nederland. And boy, I'm embarrassed. I got an A in German in college, and Dutch, of course, is very, and Flemish is very closely related to German. So I should know what Voorpost means, but I don't. I'm hitting a translate page here on Google, and they're translating Voorpost as outpost. So there's the symbol of the website is a strong-looking European guy with a rune flag. And they are having, Voorpost is sponsoring a meeting that's coming up. Let me go to that page. It's called the Colloquium Outpost. This is how Google is translating it. And I'm going to just read, of course, the translation is a machine translation, so it's very, very sketchy, but you'll be able to figure out what it is. Let me just give you the basic data. It's November 30th, and there we are very honored in the American Freedom Party to have one of the featured speakers being our own Dr. Tomislav Sunik. And it says, with speakers from Catalonia, Enrique Ravello, from Brittany, Padraig Montausier, from, that's an interesting combination of a French name and an Irish name, Sweden, Frederick Hogberg, Croatia, Tomislav Sunik, and from Flanders, Bert Dekkers. And this will be in, this is going to take place, in case you need to book your European tickets to make it to this event, at the Basilica Hotel, Trutstraat 22 in Edegem. Edegem, and I don't know where Edegem is. I'm assuming this is in Flanders in Belgium. And Dr. Sunik mentioned that Vlaams Belang was a big part of this event, and that is the Flanders. Vlaams means Flemish, and Belang, now I've forgotten what Belang means. Well, shame on me. Here's the little announcement. It says, oh, before I get to that, let me give you the call-in phone number. It's 800-313-9443. And I'm going to check in here and look at my engineer's screen, make sure we're okay, everything sounds okay, and so on. I take it that it does. But he's messaging to me right now. 800-313-9443. And the engineer says, we are good to go. That's 800-313-9443 if you want to call in about Dr. McDonald's appearance, about Dr. Sunik's upcoming speech at the colloquium, the Outpost Colloquium, Voorpost. Let me read you a little bit more about that colloquium. Across Europe, nationalist organizations, I'm going to be altering the translation here a little bit, are rising in popularity, both in parliament and on the street. A fight is being fought to preserve our identity. The protest against the bureaucratic EU, European Union system, which wants to destroy the identity of the member states in order to create one large European uniformity, grows steadily. Now, this is music to our ears. I'll continue that music right after this first announcement. Stay tuned, folks.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back. You are tuned to the American Freedom Party Report. I'm your host, James Kelso. We'll have Dr. Kevin MacDonald on as a special guest at the top of the hour. And we're talking now about an event that Dr. Tom Sunick, another of the American Freedom Party directors, an event at which he will be speaking. He's really featured very prominently, is our Dr. Sunick. Here, I'm looking at the poster for the, it says, the Colloquium Identitaire Fairtset in Europa. And there's Tom Sunick listed with these other speakers right on the poster. I was reading the machine translation of the website. It says here, Let me resume where I left off. The protest against the bureaucratic European Union system, which wants to destroy the identity of the member states in order to create one large European uniformity, grows steadily. The open borders policy of the EU makes sure that many identities in Europe are under pressure to survive. While Europe is besieged by fortune seekers from around the world, the European Union is anything but committed, is committed to making their multicultural dream come true. Outpost maintains ties with several nationalist organizations from Europe. It is now time to bring the representatives of these organizations to Flanders. So that tells us where that hotel is. It is in Flanders. It is time to strengthen ties and together take on the EU. And then I listed the speakers on November 30th in Edegem, E-D-E-G-E-M, in Flanders. And of course, you can you're more free to Google that than I am at home. You can find out instantly where Edegem is. This is a wonder of the internet, is that everything is at our fingertips. This is wonderful. It works in our favor. It's that fact is biased towards us. It doesn't help the left or the multiculturalists or the cultural Marxists. It doesn't help them one bit, because the system was, the system before the internet was utterly rigged in their favor. So there's no advantage to them in a change in our ability to gather information. They had a monopoly on the information. And they had squeezed out and shut off and blocked our information. So an institution like the internet that breaks through blockages doesn't help them. It helps only us. So this is wonderful. Let me see if I've got another translation here. Well, oh, the website, by the way, if you want to go to the website where this event, the colloquium, is promoted, it's vorpost.org, and that's spelled V-O-O-R-P-O-S-T.org. And let me just give you the Wikipedia article on Vorpost. Wikipedia says, Vorpost, translated outpost or picket, so another American word might be vanguard, is an ethnic nationalist, that is, folks nationalist, in Dutch, group founded in Flanders, Belgium, by Carl Dillon in 1976. It pursues, the organization has staged rallies on various topics against Islam and mosques, against leftist organizations. Members include Vlaams Blok ideologue, and you may remember the Vlaams Blok, which is the precursor to Vlaams Belang. Vlaams Blok ideologue, of course, that's a loaded word, kind of thing you expect in Wikipedia, since our enemies have managed to kind of poison pen so many of the articles about our groups and individuals in the Patriot cause. I'm very familiar with that phenomenon myself. Members include Vlaams Blok ideologue Roland Rees, R-A-E-S, and Vlaams Belang politician Luc Vermeulen. Johan van Slamsbroek is the leader of Vorpost. And it lists some of the other leaders. And so there you have it, kind of a short description of Vorpost in Wikipedia. Now, let me go to this great article by Dr. McDonald. Also, I'm going to talk about a few things that are featured right now on our American Freedom Party website. One that may have caught your eye is an article entitled U.S. General Warns of Ebola-Driven Mass Migration. Those are his words, from south of the border. Marine Corps General John Kelly, commander of the U.S. Southern Command, predicted last week that the Ebola virus will not be contained in West Africa. And if infected people flee those countries and spread the disease to Central and South America, it could cause, quoting Marine Corps General John Kelly, mass migration into the United States, unquote, of those seeking treatment. Quote from General Kelly, if it breaks out, it's literally Katie bar the door, and there will be mass migration into the United States, unquote. Kelly said in remarks to the National Defense University on Tuesday, that would be last week, they will run away from Ebola, he says, or if they suspect they are infected, they will try to get to the United States for treatment. The potential spread of Ebola into Central and Southern America is a real possibility, unquote. The article written about the general speech and posted on the Department of Defense website on Wednesday stated. So I like that. Not only did the general say this at the National Defense University, the Defense Department put its imprimatur on it by posting it. In his speech, Kelly cited the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's prediction that 1.4 million people could be infected with Ebola by the end of the year, with 62% of those infected dying from the disease. Quote, that's horrific, Kelly said, and there's no way we can keep Ebola contained in West Africa, unquote. Those are pretty breathtaking words. There's no way we can keep Ebola contained in West Africa. Kelly said, Bill Gates, with your multi-billion dollar programs for Africa, please take note. It's really working, Bill. That's where your money paid to Microsoft goes. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Kelly said the scenario of another widespread breakout is particularly possible if the disease reaches countries like Guatemala, Honduras, or El Salvador. Quote, again from General Kelly, it will cause panic and people will flee the region, unquote, Kelly said. Kelly also spoke about the danger of transnational criminal networks smuggling people into the U.S. who could be infected with Ebola. He spoke about his recent visit to the border of Costa Rica and Nicaragua with U.S. embassy personnel, where they saw men lined up waiting to enter Nicaragua. Quote, this is good stuff. I'm going to continue this right after this break. Stay tuned.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Well, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, "Don't stop taking it." I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back, folks. This is James Kelso. Turning off the blasting gas heater in my basement so that you can hear the radio show. I'm up here in North Dakota, so it's a little bit cool. This used to be the least visited state in America. It's no longer that. It's a boom state. And I highly recommend North Dakota for you as a place. Well, if your situation is that you are looking for a job and you're having trouble finding a job wherever you are right now, North Dakota is a great destination for you because this state is the most job. There are more jobs available here than anywhere else. And I have persuaded or gotten several bunch, actually, of my friends in our cause to relocate up here. Every one of them has had a great experience, gotten a better experience than they even hoped for. There are tremendous jobs available here in North Dakota. So if you're underemployed and a good job would solve a lot of your problems, this is a great place to relocate. And it can, you can locate anywhere in the state. The boom is in every town and city in the state. If you're interested, call me at my home number. Let me turn my volume down so that doesn't, that call doesn't come through during the show here. Call me after the show at 701 317-5317. And I'll give you all the help I've given to other people who have come up here very effortlessly. Really, it has been no trouble at all to travel to North Dakota and find a job, for some of them on the first day they were here. And the jobs are simply, they grow on trees here, the boom here. The oil boom, the agricultural boom, the manufacturing boom is so big. It's a mind-bogglingly big boom in the third smallest state in population in America. And actually, don't think of North Dakota as a western state. Look at us on the map. We're very central. We're closer to Chicago than to Seattle. And we're right smack dab, really, in the middle of North America. So whether you're in the East Coast, the South, the Southwest, or the Northwest, we're right in the middle. This is a great state. I don't know whether North Dakota or West Virginia is currently the whitest state in America, but it has been at times the whitest state in America. So that also recommends it to you. The article, the Marine Corps General, let me get back to that article. We were reading it. He says, it will cause panic. He said, that's horrific, Kelly said, and there's no way we can keep Ebola contained in West Africa. Kelly said the scenario of another widespread breakout is particularly possible if the disease reaches countries like Guatemala, Honduras, or El Salvador. It will cause panic and people will flee the region, Kelly said. He spoke about his recent visit to the border of Costa Rica and Nicaragua with U.S. Embassy personnel, where they saw men lined up waiting to enter Nicaragua. Quote, the embassy person walked over and asked who they were, and they told him they were from, okay, now hold on to your chair, folks. They were from Liberia, and they had been on the road about a week, unquote. Kelly continued, quote, they met up with the network in Trinidad, which is a black island, and now they were on their way to the United States, illegally, of course, unquote. So, let this sink in, folks. This is very big. Kelly said the men could make it all the way to New York City within the incubation period for Ebola of 21 days. So they would show no signs of Ebola, possibly. Make it all the way to New York, and then, bingo, break out with Ebola. The Department of Defense article stated that Kelly was in, quote, close contact, unquote, with his counterpart in the U.S. Africa Command. Here's another article on the same subject, appearing on the American Freedom Party website, which is theamericanfreedomparty.us. Border Patrol agent says nothing done to secure border from Ebola. Border Patrol agent and National Border Patrol Council number 3307 Vice President Chris Cabrera said that, quote, nothing, unquote, has been done to secure the border in the event the Ebola virus spreads to Central America, and that the apprehension rate on the border was down to about 30% on Thursday's Your World with Neil Cavuto on the Fox News channel. So 70% of everybody who's trying to cross the border is successfully getting across. And of course, that is a government statistic, which is probably very wrong, and very wrong on the side of making too high a claim about how many people are being stopped. The number is probably not 30%. It's probably closer to 3%. But it's not 30%. And even if it is 30%, it means more than 2 out of 3 people are getting across the border untouched. Cabrera said, I agree with that 100% when asked whether he agreed with Marine Corps General John Kelly that there would be a mass migration to the U.S. if the Ebola virus spreads to Central America. Then, when asked if any steps had been taken to secure the border if such a migration occurred, he stated, quote, okay, again, fasten your seatbelt, you know, actually, nothing has, unquote. Cabrera also reported, quote, we caught an individual last night from East Africa, which obviously is not from the zone where it's concentrated, but there is still some type of threat there, unquote. He criticized Border Patrol management's handling of this individual because, quote, the quarantined area set up has just consisted of four, okay, again, this is your government, folks. The quarantine area set up has just consisted of four traffic cones and some yellow caution tape. And for them, they thought, Border Patrol management thought that was sufficient, unquote. Four traffic cones and some yellow caution tape. That's the quarantine for Ebola at our border. He said, we're looking at probably a 30% apprehension rate, and we need to get in front of this one where we are, unfortunately. We're more reactive than proactive, and until that changes, we'll be behind the curve on this one. Cabrera continued his criticism of the upper management of the Border Patrol, saying, what needs to be done is we need to have our agents in the field where they belong. We need to stop cutting our manpower, thank you, Obama, and stop cutting our hours and get our guys out there on the front line so that we can secure this border, unquote. Well, three cheers for that. And at least from what we heard, he's quoting again, they don't seem too concerned about it. This is Cabrera speaking. They don't think anything's going to happen down here, and I hope they're right. However, I don't think they are. I think it's just a matter of time before we see the first one. So there are two interesting articles from the AmericanFreedomParty.us website. Let's see, I think I might have I'm getting a message here from the engineer. Tom in Florida, can you hear my voice?
Revere, I sure can hear you.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling,
like Paul
Tom.
Revere. Like Paul Revere, James. Yeah, James, I got something for you. I got a few points for you to bring out to your audience out there in America. Number one is, let's look at Minnesota. Minnesota, 20 years ago, was a pretty much white state. Now, look at it, they're elected in Minnesota. They elect a guy like Franken, okay? They got 100,000 Somalians in Minneapolis, I believe. And that's the same thing that Barry Sortero Obama is getting ready to do here in South Florida, bringing another 100,000 Haitians. If the white Anglos of this country, who are the power base, and it is the majority, and the majority rules, if they don't start realizing they are the majority and take back this country from a guy like Sortero or Hussein Obama, this country's over with, James. And I'll tell you right now, I look at all this about, you know, they only take farm jobs and all that.
Well, now, hey, Tom, hang on. The music's playing right now, so very good points that you made. Stay tuned. Hang on, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
We're back. Mama said to me, and with all too little time, Tom, I want to thank you for calling in. I've got to rush through a brief summary read of a Kevin McDonald article. So I want to thank you for calling in and jump right to this Kevin McDonald article. Thanks, Tom.
You got it, James. I'll talk to you next week, I hope.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. The title of the article, folks, and I want to give this as a, just to set the table for Kevin McDonald, who will be our guest at the top of the hour, race and the 2014 election. I have not allowed enough time to read the whole thing, so I can't do it the justice it deserves. It should, the entire thing should be read. You can read it at theoccidentalobserver.net, but let me give you some key lines from Dr. McDonald's article. He says, race again loomed large in the 2014 elections. The CNN exit poll shows that whites of all age groups, both sexes, and all social classes voted Republican. White males, 64% to 33%, 2-1. White women, 56% to 42%, likely much higher for married white women if past trends held. Whites, 18 to 29, 54% to 43%. Whites without a college education, listen to this one, voted 61% to 31% for Republican House candidates. And then in parentheses, Dr. McDonald remarks, these are underestimates because voters counted as white include groups such as Jews and Middle Easterners who neither identify with or vote like whites. So those numbers are actually better than they sound. Whites are deserting the Democratic Party. But that doesn't mean they advocate plutocratic policies traditionally associated with Republicans. They are voting Republican even though Democrats are generally seen as the party of the non-wealthy and are far more likely to advocate policies like minimum wage hikes. We come up, skipping down a little bit more, so once again we come up against biological realities. And this is after he mentions the problem with Obamacare from the standpoint of whites is that they are well aware that a disproportionate share of the costs will be borne by people like them, while a disproportionate share of the benefits will go to poor non-whites. So we come up against biological realities that people are less likely to contribute to public goods that will disproportionately benefit people unlike themselves. This is a well-known cost of multiculturalism. Why should white voters want a law they know will benefit non-whites far more than themselves? In fact, immigrants are major beneficiaries of Obamacare, accounting for 42% of the growth of Medicaid since 2011. Race is never part of the explicit rhetoric of white opposition to policies that disproportionately benefit non-whites. It tends to be expressed as opposition to the federal government, to the welfare state, to taxation, and the desire for better schools, or even perceived moral issues like abortion and homosexuality. But at the implicit level, the aversion to contributing to public goods for non-whites is the overriding motivation for opposition to Obamacare. When Republicans shut down the U.S. government over Obamacare, it was widely perceived as motivated by whites concerned that poor non-whites would disproportionately benefit from the law while it would increase taxes on whites. The other issue that motivated whites and figured strongly in the campaign was immigration. Far more than previously, immigration was an important issue in many congressional elections, likely because of the well-publicized Camp of the Saints invasion from Central America last summer. Although it's easy enough to find Republicans who are soft on immigration, the Democrats are correctly seen as the party of amnesty, the proposed legal immigration surge, and non-enforcement of current immigration law. I'm going to skip down a little more. The point I want to stress is that for the first time, he's quoting now, he's quoting Mark Krikorian, for the first time a populist labor market critique of immigration has gotten traction on the right, unquote. McDonald continues, immigration has been a disaster for white America generally because we are gradually losing the ability to control our own future in an environment where minorities with grudges against whites are steadily gaining power in the Democratic Party. Recent research shows that whites who are reminded about their impending minority status adopt more conservative positions on a wide range of policies, from health care to guns. But immigration is also an economic disaster for working class whites in a way that it is not for more affluent whites. Working class whites are now forced to compete in a very slack labor market because of unregulated immigration, hence their support for increasing the minimum wage. And they are unable to move away from the onslaught or to afford to put their children in private schools. Here's an important sentence from Dr. McDonald. The implication is that a populist Republican candidate who campaigned on white concerns related to immigration and redistribution policies that favor non-whites would be able to win the presidency. And then I'll go to the last page of this article by Dr. McDonald. He says, what the Republicans need is a candidate who would cultivate the nurse on her second shift and et al., rather than the Chamber of Commerce, Wall Street Journal, Adelson, Zuckerberg, pro-immigration, pro-wars for Israel crowd, where the big Republican money comes from. So, he writes, both Republicans with their plutocratic pro-immigration donor base and Democrats with their non-white pro-lesbian, gay, bisexual, what's the T, transsexual? I don't know, LGBT coalition, have problems in appealing to whites, and especially the white working class. This shift away from the parties of the left by working class whites and the racialization of politics generally can also be seen in Europe, where nationalist parties are generally pro-labor, anti-immigration, and anti-free trade. And then he gives some examples. But I want to come to his conclusion before we run out of time and before Dr. McDonald appears here on our microphone. He says, whatever concessions Marine Le Pen, who is now is polling in first place in France and could win the presidency, and of course she is the head of the Front National, advocating our positions, whatever concessions Marine Le Pen makes in order to get elected, her election could unleash much more radical forces in the future that could indeed begin the process of taking back the West. And it might even make the Republican Party wake up to the potential of a winning coalition of whites that could begin the process in the U.S. And then the final sentence, the numbers are definitely trending in the right direction. And that's the end of this great analysis and commentary by Dr. Kevin McDonald, who will be with us momentarily. We've got one more break coming up, and during that break, our engineer will be contacting Dr. McDonald, who is a director of the American Freedom Party and is the editor of the OccidentalObserver.net, the great webzine, also the editor of the Occidental Quarterly, a quarterly magazine, copies of which I have surrounding me here, back issues of which have been sent in to me by listeners to this show. Thank you very much. That is also edited by Dr. McDonald, and he's also written some great books like The Culture of Critique. You want to get a collection of McDonald books on your shelf if you want to be up to date on the science and theory of our cause. I was talking with Dr. McDonald earlier on the phone today, and I was making the point that he has been a tremendous figure in putting science as the base of our cause, of our movement. And this is a tremendous breakthrough for us, because indeed, as Jared Taylor comments regularly, science is on our side. All of science is on our side. Every new scientific finding, every new paper that comes out, every honest and truly scientific, therefore, study that comes out supports the views of the American Freedom Party and folks like you. Well, hang on. We'll be hearing from Dr. Kevin McDonald right after this break.
Financial uncertainty.